Today's reading is in Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 35. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to freely talk about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. Back in verse 28, it says that the fame of Jesus was spreading everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. In verse 33, it describes the whole city being gathered at the door of the house of Simon and Andrew. Word is spreading very quickly about Jesus. A lot of it is due to these healings such as this. And it states that Jesus healed this man out of pity. Jesus had compassion on those who were suffering and who had great need. But this section in verse 35 starts out saying that Jesus arose very early in the morning while it was still dark and went out to a desolate place so that he could pray. Well, just before that, in verse 34, it said he had healed many who were sick. And remember, we recognized that the whole city was gathering at the door. They were sick with various diseases, casting out demons, and would not permit the demons to speak. So he's extremely active, yet you still see Jesus arising early the next day, taking the opportunity to be by himself so that he can pray. And when his disciples discover he's gone, they start looking for him, searching for him. And they state in verse 37, "Everyone is looking for you." Personally, I think that that was probably primarily them that was looking for Jesus. I'm sure it's a true statement that others were looking too. But when his disciples discovered he wasn't there, I think that they went looking for him because they wanted to know where he was. And that's when Jesus says, "Let us go on to the next towns that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." So even though he's been so busy and he's gotten up early, he's ready to move on. He's ready to go on and do more work. And that's a point to think about the ministry of Jesus, is that he had to have been tired. He had to have had times when he just got worn out, but he pushes and pushes because he knows he wants to reach people and he has a limited amount of time to do so. Now, I realize we don't have every single day of the life of Jesus chronicled for us. I don't know if he, you know, took time off. I'm sure that he observed the Sabbath, you know, not to work on the Sabbath, those types of things. But we don't have every day chronicled, so I'm sure there's days where he took some time to rest. But you really see at this point that he's really pushing to reach more people. But the idea of him going out to pray when he's away from everybody, or maybe before people start gathering around him, is because prayer is very needful for him. He needs to be re-energized. He needs to spend time with God the Father in prayer so that he can continue the work. And that should teach us something. If Jesus needed prayer that much, what does that say about me? That I need prayer like that. I even more so do I need prayer. I think also that there is an element of excitement among the disciples that people are coming out to hear these things. You know, there's been plenty of times in which a prophet is sent by God and people didn't want to listen. People didn't gather. And I think the disciples probably knew that and maybe expected that to happen with Jesus too. But now they're seeing all these crowds. There has to be some excitement at that interest and popularity of Jesus. But instead of taking advantage of that and enjoying the crowds, Jesus says, "Let's move on. Let's keep going." So he's done a great deal of work. He's rested. overnight. He has spent time in prayer with God, and now it's time to go and find more people that are interested in hearing what Jesus has to say. That time of prayer probably gave him an opportunity to not only focus his mind on the things of the Father, but to think about the mission to which he came, and to think about the things that are going on around him. It's difficult for me to put myself in Jesus' shoes, because Jesus was God dwelling bodily on this earth. So there's not a direct correlation for me to put myself in his shoes. But I can, to some extent, understand that these things are going to wear him out, and that he's going to have a need to refocus his thoughts and think about his mission, and then decide what to do next. And so even more so, again, I need that same thing. I need to focus my mind. I need to think about the things of the Father. And I need to think about what I'm going to do to carry out the will of the Father in my life. Prayer is so much more than just making petitions of God. Prayer is an opportunity to communicate. It's an opportunity to commune with God. It's an opportunity to think on things of God. And so it plays many roles within our spiritual life that we need to sit down and enumerate a little bit from time to time, so that we understand how important the role of prayer is in our daily life. You know, any time that I realize, hey, I feel a little bit off, I feel like something's missing, if I really think about it, I realize in a lot of cases I've gotten busy and I haven't been praying like I normally do. And I've got to set aside time. I literally have to say, this time is going to be prayer and nothing else. I got to shut the phone off. I've got to shut the computer off. I've got to, you know, get away from everybody. So, you know, Jesus teaches us those very lessons. I realize this was a pretty short reading today, but I hope it's given you some things to think about. And I hope that you will spend some time in prayer today. And part of that prayer should be that we realize what a blessing it is to be able to pray to our Father in heaven, and what a blessing it is that He listens and He guides us through His Word, and that we can be re-energized and refocused through spending that time in prayer. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.